She was very much informed by American minimalism. She visited New York in the 60s and saw a lot of minimalism there. But she was interested in a kind of democratic concept for art, and that's reflected in the way that the works that we have in the permanent collection are actually unlimited reproducible editions. So she was defying that idea of the unique autonomous work of art. Importantly, the viewer was given a very active role in her work. The work that's on display in the South Tank, prototype for Revolving Vane, is a series of these box-like constructions which the viewer can physically walk into and manipulate the various doors to engage with the work in a very physical way. In the late 60s, she withdrew from art making as well and practiced sociology, so she gave up.